Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Monday, May 16th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo has a bold prediction for the future of the Apple TV. According to Kuo, Apple will launch a cheaper model of the Apple TV sometime during the second half of this year. The focus of this new Apple TV will be on, quote, improving the cost structure of Apple's set-top box. As it stands today, the Apple TV 4K starts at $179 for 32GB of storage, while it also sells a 64GB model for $200. Not to mention the fact that Apple still sells the Apple TV HD for $150. Kuo explains that this new, cheaper Apple TV will come during the second half of the year, and it comes as part of Apple's aggressive strategy to better integrate hardware, content, and services as it doubles down on things like the future of Apple TV+. Kuo's overall report, though, is pretty vague, so we don't know much more about what we can expect from a more affordable version of the Apple TV. For instance, we don't know if it'll be in the set-top box format, or if it might be a streaming stick similar to what we have from Roku and Amazon. Regardless, it does appear that Apple is finally addressing one of the most common complaints about the Apple TV, which is that it's expensive and overpowered for what most users want out of a set-top box. If Kuo is correct and this new Apple TV is coming later this year, we expect more rumors over the next few months. In other news today, back in February, Apple launched a new system called Tap to Pay on iPhone, which allows an individual to take a contactless payment, only using their iPhone as the payment terminal. With the feature activated, the customer simply has to tap their NFC iPhone or bank card on top of the receiving device's iPhone to perform a contactless transaction. Ahead of this feature launching to the public, Apple has now started testing the functionality at the Apple Park Visitor Center, giving us our first real-world look at Tap to Pay on iPhone and exactly how it works. It's fairly common for the visitor center at Apple Park to serve as a testing ground for future Apple Store changes before those changes are ultimately rolled out to Apple stores across the country. So this adoption of Tap to Pay for payments at the Apple Store absolutely seems like something that will go at least in the United States first, and eventually maybe even globally. Currently, at most Apple stores, Apple has a custom case that fits around an iPhone with an NFC terminal on the back. This new Tap to Pay solution allows Apple to simply use an iPhone itself without any additional hardware. The video from the Apple Park Visitor Center shows exactly what we can expect from Tap to Pay on iPhone, both in terms of the new checkout experience at an Apple store and what we can expect once Tap to Pay on iPhone is more ubiquitous at other retailers, thanks to applications adopting the Tap to Pay functionality like Stripe. You can check out a video of Tap to Pay on iPhone in action at the link in the show notes below. There is also some speculation that Tap to Pay on iPhone will come to Apple Cash as part of iOS 16, a change that would enable peer-to-peer contactless payments simply using your iPhone and turning every iPhone into a payment terminal. Rounding out today, as we discussed last week, a pair of reports have suggested that Apple could switch the iPhone from Lightning to USB-C for charging as soon as with the iPhone 15 next year. Now, Ming-Chi Kuo is doubling down further on this claim and even says that Apple will also transition its other Lightning products, including AirPods, to USB-C on a similar timeline. Kuo explains that the reasoning for Apple's decision to finally release a USB-C iPhone next year is that the company's initial goal of going completely portless, meaning there would be no ports on the iPhone at all, likely turned out to be too ambitious. Kuo says that a portless iPhone would cause more problems due to current limitations of wireless technologies and the immature MagSafe ecosystem. So alongside a USB-C iPhone next year, Kuo says that Apple will also release new versions of its other products that also currently charge with Lightning. This would include AirPods, the Magic Keyboard, Magic Trackpad, and Magic Mouse for the Mac, and the MagSafe battery pack accessory for the iPhone. Presumably, it would also include the $329 iPad, which also still charges via Lightning. Effectively, what Kuo is saying is that Apple will slowly but surely transition its entire lineup of products and accessories to USB-C after over a decade of using the Lightning connection. This comes after Phil Schiller first introduced the Lightning connector in September of 2012, explaining that Apple viewed it as the charging standard for the next decade. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.